तस्यासन्नृपवैदर्भ्यो पत्न्योस्तिस्र सुसम्मताः जग्नुस्त्यागभया पुत्रा नानुरूपा इति ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ किंग परीक्षित महाराज, भरत हैड थ्री प्लीजिंग वाइफ्स हु आर डॉटर्स ऑफ किंग ऑफ वैदर्भ विदर्भ। When all three of them bore children who didn't resemble the king, these wives thought that he would consider them unfaithful queens and reject them, and therefore they killed their own sons. Text 35. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The king, his attempt for progeny frustrated in this way, performed a sacrifice on the mother's stoma to get a son. The demigods, known as Marutas, being fully satisfied with him, then presented him a son named Bharadvaja. Parvarti Shloka, text 36. Untranslation by Srila Prabhupada. When the demigod named Brihaspati was attracted by his brother's wife Mamata, who at that time was pregnant, he desired to have sexual relations with her. The son within her womb forbid this, but Brihaspati cursed him and forcibly discharged semen into the womb of Mamata. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sex impulse is so strong in this material world that even Brihaspati, who is supposed to be the priest of the demigods and very learned scholar, wanted to have a sexual relationship with brother's pregnant wife. This can happen even in the society of higher demigods. So what to speak of human society? The sex impulse is so strong that it can agitate even a learned personality like Brihaspati. Isn't it, Premji? Very strong impulse, isn't it? Very difficult to tolerate. You know? Sex impulse, very strong, very difficult to tolerate. And how to tolerate it? And who can tolerate it? That we should understand. So many, this is most important. This sex impulse, very strong. How to tolerate it? And who can tolerate it? Many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many places this topic has been discussed. Because very important topic. Very important topic. Seventh canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahajan Prahlad. Prahlad is one of the 12 Mahajans. Mahajan ji koi satyamani. What? Mahajan says that is truth. If one should accept what Mahajan says, the Prahlad Maharaj statement is there. 7.9.45 verse. Janmaithunadi grhamedi sukham hitucham kandu enam karayar iva dukkha dukham trupyanti neha krupana bahudukkha bhaja kandu divana manasi jam visahita dhira. Yes.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch.
Yes.
Grihamedis, so-called grahasthas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness.
Yeah, very clear, isn't it? Itching, oh nice, very nice. Itching is beginning very nice. Yes. Then when becomes big boils come out, so much pain it gives. Yeah, that's it.
Although actually it is a source of distress.
Yes.
The creepiness, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment.
Though they get so much distress because of this sex and get too much sex enjoyment, still they are not satisfied at all. They are not satisfied. Though they get so much distress. Yes. Because this sex urge, this impulse is so strong, it's very difficult to tolerate.
Those who are dira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals.
Yes. Here this verse says, who can tolerate this? A very strong impulse, you see. Sex impulse so strong in the material world. Who can tolerate this nonsense? What say? Oh Lord, those who are one who is very dear devotee of yours. Isn't it? What says?
Dhira,
sober. Who is Dhira? Who is not undisturbed? Is not disturbed. Who? Who is a dear devotee of Lord? Do you understand? Krupana bahutukha bhajo kanduti mana manasija visaheta dhira. Who is dhira? Who is undisturbed, sober, devotee? Who is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna? Whose mind is fixed? Do you understand? Lotus feet of Krishna, who is a pure devotee, who has developed Krishna prema, whose object of love is Krishna, whose attraction is only Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction, all beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate. He is undisturbed. He is sober. He is sober. He is undisturbed. Only he can tolerate. Others cannot tolerate. Because this impulse is very strong. What to speak of others, such a learned scholar, Devaguru, spiritual master of the demigods, Brahaspati? He couldn't. He couldn't. He cannot. What to speak of? Premji. And so many Premjis like that. What to speak of this? That's a fact. This is the only means how one can tolerate it. To develop pure devotion towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction. All attractive, all beautiful is Krishna. One who can develop attraction towards beautiful Krishna with mind and consciousness, heart will fix there the all attractive Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate. Will never be attracted to ugly witch Maya. It's ugly witch Maya. Is any Maya has any beauty? Has Maya any beauty? Yes, to your eye it is very beautiful, isn't it? Premji? Yes. To eyes of Premji, Maya is very beautiful. Ugly witch Maya. Krishna is not beautiful. Is Krishna beautiful to your eyes? Krishna is not beautiful. He is all beautiful. It's all attractive. Kandrapakuti Kamaniya Visesa Soham, whose beauty far excels that of crows of Cupid. He doesn't appear beautiful to your eyes. So nasty eyes you have. Pluck it out, pluck it out. As Villomangal Thakur plucked out his eyes. Do that, see. Can you do? No, I can look at phonographic picture. Naked Western ladies. Yeah, they seem to be very beautiful to your eyes, isn't it? Premji. This is the only means. Do you understand? If you develop attraction to all beautiful Krishna, Krishna all attractive, all beautiful, nobody is as beautiful as Krishna, whose beauty far excels that close of Cupid. Cupid is very beautiful, but Krishna is Vrindavana Prakrita Navina Madana. He is Navina, ever fresh and new, transcendental Cupid in Vrindavana. Do you understand? Krishna is such Cupid. Transcendental Cupid. Material Cupid is beautiful. But Krishna is transcendental Cupid in Vrindavana, whose beauty, every moment, newer, 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 appears newer, newer, newer. Such beauty is Krishna. Beautiful is Krishna. Do you understand? Whose beauty far excels that of cross of Cupids. If someone is fortunate, you understand? If someone is fortunate, who can develop attraction of such beautiful Krishna, do you understand? His mind is fixed. His consciousness, heart, everything fixed. At the lotus feet of beautiful Krishna, that means he develops pure devotion, prem bhakti. Only attraction is Krishna. Object of love is Krishna. One who develops such thing, only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge, impulse. Otherwise, nobody can tolerate. You see, this is an incident here. Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the demigods in the high planetary system, a great learned person, he couldn't. What to speak of it? Yourself. It is the only means. In many places, Srimad Bhagavatam, this teaching has been given to us because this is the most important factor. We have got on this reality achieved by Srimad Bhagavatam, Durlabha Manusadana. You should understand. What is the purpose of this bath? The purpose of this bath is to develop Krishna bhakti, paramartha lava. Do you understand? Prema bhakti especially, because with bhakti only Krishna, you'll get Krishna. Bhaktya manga bhijanati, bhaktya astung ekaya virajya, bhaktya astung lunaya labhya. In Gita and Bhagavata, repeatedly this has been said, only by bhakti you can approach Krishna. You can understand him, you can get him, ananya bhakti, ananya devotion. Prema bhakti, do you understand? Preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Chitin Chaitanya says, preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Krishna is the object of love, pure love. Do you understand? In material world there is no love. The perverted reflection of love that is lost is here. It's lost. Do you understand? No love is there. Do you understand? Only object of love is Krishna. Nothing else. Preme Krishna vasahoy preme tare bhaji. This real achievement bath is meant for getting Krishna prema. That is prayodana tattva, sadhya tattva, prema. Because that love, Krishna becomes submitted. You understand? And one should do Krishna bhajan with love. Surrender loving service. It's a loving service. Yes, it should render loving service. Unless Krishna becomes your object of love, how can you render loving service to him? One is fortunate, develops that Krishna prema, and is only attracted to beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge. Otherwise, nobody can. No, this verse says, kandativana manasijam visayita dhira. Such a person is undisturbed. He never becomes agitated or disturbed in such situation. He is dhira. He is sober, undisturbed. Otherwise, all are disturbed. Yes. Brihaspati became disturbed. What to speak of us? I have planted system, such a pandit, you are Nishkala. Matra, susra, duhitra, va, nabivikta, sanuhavet, balavan, indra, grahama, vidyam, sapi, karsadhi. This verse is 19th chapter, 17th verse. Matra, susra, duhitra, va, nabivikta, sanuhavet, Bhagavan Indra Grama Vidvansavi Vasat.
One should not sit on the same seat, even with one's own mother, sister or daughter.
Yes.
The senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge,
yes,
he may be attracted by sex.
Yes. So, very advanced in knowledge. And Brihaspati is Pandit. Learned scholar. He became attracted. So this is kasal. Do you understand? This is kasal. One should take caution, very cautious. That's because senses are so strong, even such learned pandits are attracted. Kapladev says, third kind of you can find. Kapladev was instruction to his mother Devahuti. There he says, 331 chapter. Her kind of 31 chapter, you see. Balome pasya mayaya stri madhya jaino disan jakaroti padakrantam bhubi jummena kevalam. You find out 38, text 38. Balome pasya mayaya stri madhya jaino disan jakaroti padakrantam bhubi jummena kevalam.
Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of a woman.
Maya? My Maya in the shape of a woman, yes. Yes.
By the mere movement of her eyebrows, can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip.
So, their weapon is there, here. Weapon is here. Eyebrows. Don't look at the face of a woman. Yeah, the weapon. And this is bow. And this is the arrow. Masatya. Finished. Pierced. Finished. Very strong hero. Just one glance One glance is enough, woman's glance. Finished, he becomes down under his grip, under her grip. Yes. How she comes? Huh? Yeah. Therefore, instruction Kapiladeva gives. Next verse. Sangam na kurjat pramadasu jatu jogasya parang parangaru rukhyo matsevaya pratiladhatnu labho badantijani reyadvarungasya. Next verse.
One who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized his self by rendering service unto me should never associate with an attractive woman.
So? Huh? Yes.
For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advancing devotee.
So? You are opening your door towards hell. Premji, understand. So instruction. Next verse says, how Maya approaches you, approaches one. Huh? Next verse says, Jopajati sanir maya josiddhiva vinirmata tang ikhyatatma mutyum truni kupungi vadrutam. Yes.
The woman created by the Lord is the representation of Maya.
Maya.
And one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered with grass.
You understand? How she approaches? Huh? Jopadati sanamaya josi deva vinata tankhyatatmo mrityu truni kupo ibabrutam. Maya, that in the shape of a woman, how approaches? Premji, you are a very handsome person, huh? You look very handsome, yeah. Everything is beautiful with you. Face is beautiful, your buttock is beautiful, arms are very long like snakes. I want to be embraced such snake-like arms of yours, isn't it? So she comes to and this way approaches Premji. Premji, you seem to be very tired. Shall I make a nice bed for you? Lie down, relieve yourself. Huh? Do you understand? Just offering service, she comes. Yes, yes. Jopajati sanen maya jasi devam tang khyatatma muktam truni inkubo vivabhrido. Approaches in this way. You seem to be very tired. Yes, you need rest. Shall I make bed for you? Nice bed. I know how to make nice bed for you. Huh? Yes, in this way she approaches in the name of rendering some service to you. Then you lie down, your head make, your legs may be aching. Shall I massage? Huh? Oh, yes, do it. This way Maya approaches, Baba. Maya in the shape of woman approaches. Do you understand? Premji, these verses. Bhakta Dev says, so one who is intelligent, very intelligent, sadhaka, who is practicing sadhana bhakti, one who is intelligent, she should understand this Maya is approaching. Do you understand? So she should not look at her. You should understand this is like a very deep blind well covered up with green grass. Yes. Tired traveler, tired, worry traveler, traveling, came to a patch of land, very nice, soft green grass is there. A soft, there is like soft cushion. I'll sit down here. But a deep, dark well there, covered up with very green grass. Oh, very nice, sit down. Oh, finished. So one should not, was intelligent sadhaka, should not look at such a woman. Should think this is a deep, dark, blind, deep, dark well covered up with green grass. Understand? No. Get away from here. That is what. Kapiladeva's, do you see? Kapiladeva's instruction. And that we have quoted also. From ninth canto, what Jadati Maharaj said. So many instructions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, bosom of the heart, and you'll find many places, many places, many places, many places. 11th canto also, there is, you'll find. Eleventh canto, 9th chapter, 10th chapter also. Krishna's instruction, Uddhava. 11th chapter, 17th, 11th canto, 17th chapter, text 33. Verses, Trinam Nirikshana Sparsa Sangla Pekyo Ranadikam Prani no Mithuni Bhuta Nangrosta Agrastya Jat. This Krishna's instruction to Uddhava. One who is not grihastha, that means brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi, for them it is instruction. They should not look at a woman, should not look at a woman, should not touch a woman, should not talk with a woman, should not cut any jokes with a woman. Understand? Brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi. Even they should not look at other animals engaged in sexual activity, dogs or hogs or bears or monkeys. Yes, should not look at them. There is strict instruction. So brahmacharis, vanprasthis and sannyasis, except grihasthas. You understand? So many instructions are there. So many instructions. Haranti api jatir manaha, even a jati, a muni, his mind becomes disturbed. If he talks with a woman, looks at a woman, or touches it, and looks at two animals engaged in sexual activity. Yes. You understand? So many. Instructions are there. Very strong attachment. Sexual attachment, sexual attraction is very strong attraction. Yes, very strong attraction. Prahlad Maharaj's instructions are there. 7-6. 7th canto, 6th chapter. 7th verse says, giving instruction to his demoniac boys, boyfriends, classmates, Prahlad Maharaj. Kadam priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rucir asamantran srutsuta sneho sita sijunam parakran anurakshatitaha tez kosaskrut ivehamano karmani lovat abitrupta kamo upasthajeyam bahumanyamano kadam virajeti dvantamoha anukampita priyatama bharjya suya anukampita priyatama bharjya priyatamar sunga rahasya manohara alapadi smarana kari gruhabrata godasa kipari taku paritya kariyaku samarthava se jivaha upasthendriya dhata sukakuhi bohumanan kari duranta mohagrastha hi parichi kipari vairagya jukta hi bhakti anusthana kari va kati karpa kathina bapa reye bapa kripao read
three verses
of 11. Yes, read 11, 12, 13. All right.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife?
Affectionate wife, yes.
Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear.
Yes.
And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words.
Yes.
How could he give up their association?
Association, yes.
One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, She is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm.
Silkworm, yes.
Which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue.
Genital and tongue, only electrical. Two important senses, yes.
One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Yes. You understand? So many instructions are there. So, Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, so many there. It will take 7 days, 8 days if I speak on this topic. So many. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj offers prayer to Nrisimha Deva. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer is there. We must offer that prayer. Otherwise, how can we tolerate this very strong impulse? Then Nrisimha Deva said, ask for the boon. What boon he asked? 7th canto, 10th chapter. Seventh verse, you see. Jadi dasyasi me kaman varanstam varadarsaha kamanam hrudi asangrahaham bhavatastu bruni varam. Prahlad Maharaj called Chandrasingha Devango. Hey Bhagavan, hey sarvottama varapradhan kari, apan jadi ichha karchan nimate kichhi boon he asked for.
Oh my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your Lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires.
There will be no material desire at any time. Yes. This is the prayer. Prayer. Otherwise, one cannot give it up. One cannot give it up. Very strong desire. You understand? These are instructions. Mahajana's instruction. They are Mahajana's. And also, Upadeshamrita. In Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is Upadeshamrita. Instruction, nectar of instruction is there. Six arches are there. And one who can tolerate it, he becomes Goswami. And he can accept disciples throughout the world. Vasa begum manasaha, krodha begum, juha begum, udara upastha begum, etan peganjo visahita dhira, sarva apimam prithibim, sa sisyat. Bakya bega, mano bega, krodha bega, juhar bega, udara bega, upastha bega. Six types of objects. Choti bega. যে ব্যক্তি বিশেষ রূপে সহ্য করিবারে সে নিখিল পৃথিবী শাসন করিবারে তা শিষ্য করিবারে তা সর্বেগ যে গোস্বামী জগৎগুরু অদরওয়াইজ শুনট ইয়া
ইয়েস ওয়ান হু ক্যান কন্ট্রোল দ্য ফোর্সেস অফ স্পিচ মাইন্ড অ্যাঙ্গার দ্য টং দ্য বেলি অ্যান্ড দ্য জেনিটাল
জেনিটাল সিক্স টাইপস অফ অবজেক্টস ইয়েস
ইজ নোন অ্যাজ এ গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড ইজ কোয়ালিফাইড টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট ডিসাইপলস অল ওভার দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড
অল ওভার দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড Serving, understand. So all Mahajanas, Sadhu Mahajanas, they have taught us how to tolerate it. No other way is there. Just pray to the Supreme Lord. হরি হে প্রপঞ্চে পড়িয়া অগতি হইয়া না দেখি উপায় আর প্রপঞ্চে পড়ি উপায় আর অগতির গতি চরণে শরণ তোমারে করি ज्ञान sunahi moro sadhana bhajana nai karo me ana sunahi moro sadhana bhajana nai tumi kripa moyo ami to kangalo ohe tu kripa dai tumi kripa জিহা বেগ উদর উপস্থ বেগ মন বেগ জিহা বেগ উদর উপস্থ বেগ মিলিয়া এসব সংসারে ভাষায় দিতেছে পরম বেগ সব দমনি ছাড়িয়াছি আসামি অনাথের নাথ ডাকিত বনান এখন ভরসা তুমি নাম এক নম্বর সাত ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর হরি হে প্রপঞ্চে পড়িয়া অগতি হইয়া না দেখি উপায় অগতি রগতি চরণে শরণ তোমারে করি
helplessly into the illusion of this world, I see no other means of deliverance but you. You are the only recourse for the helpless. I accept the shelter of your lotus feet as essential.
Yes. Yeah. Past activity, I have no knowledge, I'm devoid of knowledge, I have no sadhana, no bhajan, nothing. I'm such a rascal, most degraded, you understand, wretch I am. You are ocean of mercy, O Lord Hari. I am very greedy for your mercy. Please, shower your causeless mercy on me. I have nothing that I can deserve it, but I only beg for it. You understand? This is the prayer. বাক্য মন বেগ ইয়ার ইটস বাক্য মন বেগ ক্রোধ জিহা বেগ উদর উপস্থ বেগ মিলিয়া এসব সংসারে ভাষায় দিতেছে পরম বেগ.
I have not been able to give up any of these attachments. Thus my own faults have been my downfall. My birth as a human being has been wasted. O Lord Hari, what am I to do now?
Wrong what? You're really wrong,
really.
Yeah.
The powerful urges of speech, mind, anger, tongue,
yes,
and genitals have banded together to cast me adrift,
yes,
on the sea of this material world, thus causing me great anxiety and trouble.
Yes. causing me great anxiety and trouble. Yes? I cannot tolerate it. Very strong impulse, he says, 6 types of impulse urges. I have no strength to tolerate it. They are just drifting me, make me float in this dreadful ocean of matters to existence, and putting in all trouble. What to do? Aneko jatane sesava damane chariyachi asami. Onathera natho daki tava nama ekhana bharos asami.
After great endeavor to subdue these material demands, I have completely given up all hope.
Yes.
O Lord of the destitute, I call upon your holy name, for now you are my only shelter.
Yes. I tried my best to tolerate all these strong urges, but I failed. I failed. Now I am giving up all hope. Only now you are the Lord of the Protector, the Destitute, Anath and Natha. Now I am completely surrendered to your holy name. Yes. You are only shelter now. I am completely surrendered and take to chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. This is the only recourse. If you chant pure name, a pantsless name, definitely you get Krishna Prema. Do you understand? Mukhya pathe jiva pai Krishna Prema dhana niraparadhe nam loile pai Prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, niraparada, pure, definitely you develop Krishna Prema. Develop Krishna Prema, then the only attraction is Krishna. All beautiful Syam Sundar form will appear before you always, you see. Only beautiful form of Syam Sundar. If you are chanting pure name, offenseless, there will be no only attraction. No attraction towards Maya will be there. Maya will seem to be very ugly witch. Understand, Premji, when beautiful Samsung of form you say, then Maya will appear very ugly, which, how can you look at Maya, This is the only, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, only I have given up all hope, so now I am completely surrendered unto you, O Lord Hari, especially surrender to your holy name, now take to chanting your holy name. That is the only recourse, do you understand? This was a Nartandas Thakur. These are enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Mahasarja, 6 enemies are there. Do you understand? And you are surrounded with 6 enemies. Ripur Vase Asoha. You are surrounded with 6 enemies. If you be surrounded with enemies, how can you go ahead? You cannot. But how to deal with these enemies? That's the question. Nartam Das Thakur's instruction. Kama Krishna Arpane Krodho Bhakta Desi Jane
Kama Krishna Arpane Krodho.
What is that? Who cultivates bhakti? You understand? Engaged in cultivation of bhakti is not takes any separate, makes any separate endeavor how to subdue these 6 types of enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Mahasarya. These are 6 types of enemies. Kama means lust. Krodha, anger. Lobha, greed. Moha, delusion. Mada, madness. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada. Mastery, enviousness. Envy. These are six types of enemies. Do you understand? You have to subdue these enemies. Do you understand? You are surrounded with six types of enemies. They cannot allow to make forward, make march ahead this path of devotional service. So, how can you subdue? The means is given here. Now, Tundas Thakur says, one who is a Vaishnava, one who is a devotee, pure devotee, he never makes any separate endeavor to subdue these enemies. No, doesn't make any separate endeavor. Only he makes endeavor how to develop pure devotion, Sudha Bhakti. Only makes. As soon as you develop pure devotion, automatically all these enemies become your friend. They become your friend. Yes. You understand? And how? You should know how to utilize them. How to utilize them, he says. Kama prasanarpane. You have lust, isn't it? So much lust in you, isn't it? Frenzy. So much lust in you. So many lusty desires. Your heart is completely filled with it. How to utilize this lust? Kama prasanarpane. Offer it to Krishna. You understand? As Prahlad Maharaj begs for the mercy. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur offers prayer. You understand? So, utilize that lust. A lusty person is very busy, enthusiastic, how to satisfy his lusty desires. Isn't it? So many ways. So, utilize all your lusty desires. Become very enthusiastic how to serve Krishna. Do you understand? More and more, render more and more loving service, give all enjoyment, all happiness to Krishna. Just engage yourself. Use your lust in that way. Render service to Krishna, who is transcendental cupid. You are using your lust to serving material cupid. Isn't it? Now engage it in serving transcendental cupid, Krishna, Madan Mohan. Understand? That's the instruction of Nartam Das Thakur. Then krodha, anger. Krishna, Krishna bhakti, Krishna bhakta dvesi. Krodha, anger, great enemy. Gita says, Gita says, kama krodha lobha edatvam tejat teja traya narkasya dvara. Give up these three. Give up these three. If you will be affected with these three, then your door towards hell is opened. Nartam Das Thakur says, how to utilize this? Krodha, Krishna, Krishna bhakti, Krishna bhakta dvesi jane. A Vaishnava, a sadhu, a devotee, he never becomes angry. No. Where? And how he utilizes anger? He utilizes anger, he becomes angry towards a person who blasphemes Krishna bhakta, Vaishnavas, blasphemes Krishna, who is against Krishna bhakti. He utilizes anger towards him, becomes angrier at him, otherwise he never becomes angry. This is the proper utilization of anger. As for example, Hanumanji, great sadhu. You understand? Hanumanji is a great sadhu. Yes. But he became so angry towards Ravana, who kidnapped the wife of his master, beloved master Lord Ram, became very angry with proper blessed anger. And he burnt his golden Lanka in process. Yes. Such anger. Do you understand? Vibhava. And Ravana had taken Sita and kept in a very nice garden named Asoka Kanama. Very nice, beautiful, lovely, more than the Nandan Kanan of Indradeva, heavenly king. Such that garden just keeping Sita. But when Hanuman went there, he was so angry. Eyes were red hot, like red hot. Eyes were red hot, so angry. In that garden, varieties of flowers, flower plants, fruit trees were there. Varieties, fruit trees, flower, varieties of flower, different colors, nice. But his eyes are so red, because of anger, everything looked red to him. Everything looked red. He never sees a mirror, he said only red, because so angry. Utilizing anger, yes. Ravan was great, Pasundi, you understand, who kidnapped Ram's wife, Ram, who is most beloved master. He is so sadhu. Sadhu utilizes anger towards such a person. So blasphemies Vaishnavas, blasphemies Krishna, and he is against Krishna Bhakti. That properly utilizes anger, otherwise anger is enemy. Lobha sadhu sangya hari karta. This greed, one should develop greed, how to do more and more sadhu sangha, and hear more and more Krishna katha, nectarian Krishna katha from the lips of sadhu. That is only one should develop greed for it, otherwise material greed will take you to hell. Understand? Moha ishta deva bhagavan ka sivala bahlana katrata. Delusion. My ishta, the lord of my heart, is Krishna. But I cannot render any service to him. I cannot render any service to him. Just cry in your heart. In that way, you utilize your moha. Yes. Madda, matata, madness, craziness. Do you understand? Matata, Bhagavan Gunagamre. Become mad. Glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yes. Name, aim, qualities, pastimes. Become mad at it. Just apply your madness in this sense. You understand? That prepared life. Masarya, envy. Vaishnava is not envious at all. Vaishnava is non-envious. Envy cannot touch him. Who is envious is a demon. He is not a bhakta, not a devotee, not a Vaishnava at all. You understand? He never becomes envious of any body if he makes advancement in spiritual path. Rather, he gets his mercy and develops love for him, and he cries, how I can develop such, makes such advancement. He never becomes envious. Vaishnava is non-envious. Nirmasran Sadam Vidyam, otherwise nobody can understand the Bhagavad-Dharma Tattva if he becomes envious. In this way, you can subdue the enemies. Then you make advancement in this path of devotional service. So many instructions are there. In Srimad Bhagavatam you find many places. 11th canto. 11th canto Bhagavatam says, there is a Lord Krishna's instruction to Uddhava. Padapi jubati bhikkhurna spruse dharabhimavi sprusam kariva vadhita karinyanga sangataha. Even a muni or rusi who is doing tapasya, severe austerity and penance, he should not see the form of a wooden form of a woman. Understand? Wooden form. in the bazaar, marketplace, those who are selling sari, they have made wooden forms of women, put in showcase, the wooden form woman has put on very nice sari, isn't it? Isn't it? You look at, when you look at it, wooden form. Bhagavan Krishna says, even such Muni, should not look at the wooden form of a woman, should not touch that wooden form with his feet. Don't touch it. Because of this touch sensation, you'll be entrapped. Very strong elephant becomes entrapped because of touch sensation. Yes, very strong elephant becomes entrapped by the hunter of this touch sensation. Yes. Those who catch elephant, what they do? In the jungle, they dig a very deep ditch. Do you understand? Very big ditch. So in the middle, a high place is there, elevated. They put a trained, sea elephant there. It's trained sea elephant. And the ditch is covered in soft grass. It's completely covered. And the herd of elephants come out from the jungle. At that time, sea elephant produces a sound that by she indicates, I am here, come and enjoy sex with me. The elephants, okay. They come, you understand? And then now, urge is very, impulse is very strong, sexual urge, they run to that sea elephant. They are standing on that elevated ground in the ditch. But the ditch is there, very deep ditch, covered. When they go there for this touch sensation, fall down in the deep ditch, then the hunter bound in a strong rope and they are entrapped. You understand? Similarly, because of the touch sensation, you will become entrapped. You understand? So, instruction is, even the Muni, Rushi, should not touch the wooden form of a woman with his feet. Don't do it. If you do, then that sensation will arise, the strong sexual urge will arise. Then it will become kastanari spasajaitse upajayavikar chaitanchatanatasej. Yes. What to speak of the touching, the wooden form of woman. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Yes. Going to bazaar and looking at the wooden form of woman putting on. Nice sari, very nice sari. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. If you do it, your mind will be agitated. Understand? Mind will be agitated. Again, 11:8-14 verses. Nādi gacchastriyam prāgyam karīcin mṛtyumātmanaha vādhikyai sahannet gadair annir gadu jathaha. Who is a wise man, intelligent man, he should not at any time touch a woman. Should not touch a woman, come in contact with a woman, because this coming in contact with a woman is opening your door to hell or to death. Definitely you'll meet death. Because a very strong elephant, how he becomes captured. Because of this sense, touch sensation, he becomes mad after this touch sensation, runs there, and then falls in the ditch, is captured. Similarly, if you cannot overcome this touch sensation, and you'll become mad how to touch a woman, as a result, you'll be killed by the paramour of that woman. Yes. Killed. Yes. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur giving comments in this verse says, oh, this uncontrolled senses, a person of uncontrolled senses, not controlled senses, seeing a woman, immediately thinks, oh, the object of my enjoyment. Yes, immediately that desire crops up in the mind, in the heart. That is quite natural. Quite natural. Therefore, one of the synonyms of this woman is Josit. Josit means object of enjoyment. As soon as a man sees it, uncontrolled senses, man, with uncontrolled senses, but are not controlled. Immediately, this desire crops up in his mind, is the object of my enjoyment. Therefore, he runs behind. He runs behind her. You understand? But she has a paramour. If you go to her, to chase her, the paramour is there, who will come and kill you. Definitely you'll meet death. Don't do it. Yes, understand. Don't welcome death. Mr. Premji, don't welcome death. Conquer this touch sensation. Eighth canto Bhagavatam. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord says, Viswasam Pandita Dhatu Kamini Sunadhati. 899. Find out, but 899. Read the verse.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha?
Yes, Bhagavan Vacha.
Saptam Tasyapi Daya Da.
Whole verse, read.
From the initial or Sanskrit?
Sanskrit.
Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Mohini.
Mohini, yes.
Told the demons, O sons of Kashyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute.
I am only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have so much faith in me? A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Yes, Chanaka Pandit says, Viswasam Vaivadayate Sri Suraja Kulesu Cha. A wise, intelligent man should not put faith in a woman or in a political person. Politician, isn't it? Viswasam Vaivadayate Sri Suraja Kulesu. Bhagavata says, and same thing. Then, sixth canto of Bhagavata says, 18:42 verse. Nahi kaschit priya strinam anjasa sriyatmana patim putram bhataram bhagantyarthe ghatayanti cha.
To satisfy their own interests,
yes,
women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes, they appear like that, they deal. They pretend, yes. Some guests or sponsors there. As a very dear, yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
No one is actually dear to them, no.
Women are supposed to be very saintly. But for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers. Cause them to be killed by others.
By others, yes. It's nature of a woman. 9:14:37 verse also. Many places you find. 9:14:37. Striyohiya karuna kura durmasa priyasasa yantyal parthya api visraddham patim bhata muktyuta. 9:14:37. Yes. Striyohiya karuna kura.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning.
Merciless and cunning, yes.
They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Cannot tolerate even a slight offense, yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious.
Yes.
And therefore, they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
Yes. So? Fifth canto. 5, 6, 4. Patir Jayava Pushchari. Many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. 5, 6, 4.
Nityam Vidati Samasya.
Yes, yes.
An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours. And it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours.
Yes.
If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi.
So, unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Understand, frenzy. Yes, control your mind. Unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Consequence is death. You'll be killed. Understand? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the same thing. Yathātruta viśvāsasya pati uśvarijāya jarānāṁ mavakāsaṁ dhattvā patiṅgahāpeti. Same thing. 6th canto, 18th chapter, 39 verse, 39, 40, 41, 42 verse also you can see.
6, 18. 39, 40, 41, 42.
6, 18, 39. Yes.
Aho
Atimriyam. Yes.
Kasyapa Muni thought, alas, I have now become too attached to material enjoyment. Taking advantage of this, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman, my wife.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down toward hell.
Next one.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. And therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man. Therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me, yes.
I am not
condemnation upon you. Isn't it? You just see a piece of rope lying there. But it appears to you as a snake. Then you become afraid. Is it what lies with the rope or with you? What lies with you? What is not with the rope? Self in itself. Very important verse.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. And therefore she is not to be blamed.
Not to be blamed.
But I am a man. Therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me? Why I become attached? Yes. Why I become now self-restraint? Why? Become self-restraint.
I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I could not control my senses.
My senses, yes. For lies with me, not with the woman. Next verse.
A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn.
Yes.
Her words are very sweet, and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp.
Extremely sharp.
Like the blade of a razor.
Blade, sharp razor, yes. Heart is like that, yes.
In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman?
Which verse is that?
That is 41. That is
Sarah Kadam Sabam Yat. 41 you read?
Yes.
42 read? Read 42.
To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
Yes.
Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husband, sons, or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others.
By paramour, by her paramour, huh? 8th canto of Bhagavad Gita, so you see. 8, 9, 9, 10. Supreme Lord's instruction. Yes, 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 yes. We have already read it. Come on, read it again.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini, called the demons. O sons of Kashyapa Muni, I'm only a prostitute.
I'm only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have put, that you have so much faith in me?
Yes.
A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Next verse.
O demons, as monkeys, jackals, and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships and want newer and newer friends every day.
Yes.
Women who live independently seek new friends daily.
Independently, we will stay independently, woman. Yes.
Friendship with such a woman is never permanent.
Never.
This is the opinion of learned scholars.
Learned scholars. Thus, fourth instruction is, women should not be given independence. No. This is always under control of man, husband. Yes. That's instruction. Ninth canto of Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, text 36 to 38, you read. So many places you find about it. 9, 14. Yes, Urvasi, yes, Urvasi says.
Urvasi said, my dear king, you are a man, a hero. Don't be impatient and give up your life. Be sober and don't allow the senses to overcome you like foxes.
Yes.
Don't let the foxes eat you. In other words, you should not be controlled by your senses. Rather, you should know that the heart of a woman is like that of a fox.
That of a fox? Heart of a woman is like that of a fox, yes.
There is no use making friendship with women.
36. 37.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious. And therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
38.
Women are very easily seduced by men. Therefore, polluted women give up the friendship of a man who is their well-wisher and establish false friendship among fools.
Yes.
Indeed, they seek newer and newer friends, one after another.
Yes. You understand? All right. So many are there. Sixth canto of Bhagavatam also we find. Text 6 and 7. Yadha vastuni panyani himadini tavastava parjatanti narisvevam jiva junisu kartusu nitya swarthasya samanno yanityo drasyate nrusu javajasya hi samanno mamattam tavadevahi.
Just as gold and other commodities are continually transferred from one place to another in due course of purchase and sale, so the living entity, as a result of its fruit of activities, wanders throughout the entire universe, being injected into various bodies in different species of life by one kind of father after another.
One kind of father, mother, father, mother, and another father and mother in this way. Purport is there?
Yes.
What is purport?
It has already been explained that Chitraketu's son was his enemy in a past life.
Yes.
And now had appeared as his son just to give him more severe pain.
Yes.
Indeed, the untimely death of a son caused severe lamentation for the father. One may put forward the argument, if the king's son was his enemy, how could the king have so much affection for him?
So, enemy has come to you as Parvati's son. Now you have developed so much affection to him. Yes.
In answer, the example is given that when someone's wealth falls into the hands of his enemy, the money becomes the enemy's friend.
Yes.
Then the enemy can use it for his own purposes. Indeed, he can even use it to harm its previous owner.
Yes.
Therefore, the money belongs neither to the one party nor to the other.
Yes.
The money is always money, but in different situations it can be used as an enemy or a friend.
Yes.
As explained in Bhagavad Gita, it is not by any father or mother that the living entity is given his birth. The living entity is a completely separate identity from the so-called father and mother. By the laws of nature, the living entity is forced to enter into the semen of a father and be injected into the womb of the mother. He is not in control of selecting what kind of father he will accept.
Yes.
Prakriti Kriyamanani.
Mm.
The laws of nature force him to go to different fathers and mothers, just like a consumer commodity that is purchased and sold.
Mm.
Therefore, the so-called relationship of father and son is an arrangement of prakriti or nature.
Mm.
It has no meaning, and therefore it is called illusion.
Mm.
The same living entity sometimes takes shelter of an animal father and mother,
yes.
And sometimes a human father and mother.
Mother. Yeah.
Sometimes he accepts a father and mother among the birds.
Mm.
Sometimes he accepts a demigod father and mother.
Mm.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kanya Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasaritaya Bhakti Lata
Pisa.
Harassed life after life by the laws of nature, the living entity wanders throughout the entire universe, different planets and different species of life. Somehow or other, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in touch with a devotee who reforms his entire life. Then the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead. Therefore it is said, Janame Janame Sabe Pita Mata Paya Krishna Guru Nahi Mile
Bhagavan.
In the transmigration of the soul through different bodies, everyone in every form of life, be it human, animal, tree or demigod, gets a father and mother. This is not very difficult. The difficulty is to obtain a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna. Therefore, the duty of a human being is to capture the opportunity to come in touch with Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Under the guidance of the spiritual master, the spiritual father, one can return home, back to Godhead.
So material relationship, bodily relationship, father and son relationship, husband and wife relationship, friend relationship, master servant relationship, based on bodily relationship, material relationship, this is temporary. You understand? And once or not, there was so much attachment, this relationship. Material father, mother, material husband and wife, material friend, material master, servant. But you understand? The example is this, money, or commercial commodities. Commodities passing from one hand to another. You understand? But relationship with Guru and Krishna is not material relationship. It is eternal, perfect, eternal, loving relationship. You understand? One should not give up that relationship. One should give up material, bodily relationship. But don't give up this perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna and Guru. You understand? That is not material relationship. Because cannot be treated as mercantile commodities. You understand? Jiva, jivatma eternal. Atma has no birth and death. But embodied jiva is embodied, is encased in the middle body, develops bodily. Conceives on life, his relationship with so-called material father and mother, that is temporary material relationship. You understand? But relationship with Krishna and Guru, not material relationship, it's perfect, eternal, loving relationship. That's not given up. But material relationship should be given up. Because of that relationship, one should not develop so much attachment. That's big enough. You understand? This is what is teaching here. Prabhupada explained very nicely this purport also. So, the more strong attachment one develops, the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna, attachment to Guru and Gauranga, becomes more and more strong, much stronger your attachment towards this material objects of sense enjoyment. Our material bodily relations will become lesser and lesser, and finally it will be finished completely. You'll develop detachment towards, more the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna and Guru and Gauranga, becomes more and more, much stronger, stronger, then this sort of mental will be lesser and lesser. This is the only way how to conquer this attachment of lusty desires or material desires. You understand? Conquer it. Otherwise, one cannot conquer it. It's a very strong impulse. Very strong impulse. This is the only means how to conquer it. To develop strong, much stronger attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna and to Guru and Gaurani. Thereby you will be able to conquer this material attachment. Otherwise, no other means is there. This is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaja ki jai, Bhagavata Kathamrita ki jai, Bhagavata Kathamrita rasa pipasu bhakta vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Prayer to have a Krishna conscious child, a worldly known husband should associate with a worldly known wife. However, for the devotees in other ashrams, they should strictly control their sex urges to be more potential in effect in rendering the services to the cause of Guru and Krishna.
We should not establish bodily material relationship. We should establish relationship based on relationship with perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Who is husband, he is Krishna Das. Who is wife, he is Krishna Dasi. Both the goal of husband and wife is to serve Krishna, render loving service to Krishna, give him all enjoyment and all pleasure, not to their personal enjoyment and pleasure. That should be our goal. If we do that, then that they are not material, that is not material relationship. That turns into perfect, eternal, loving relationship. And we have to establish that relationship. Then this is all right. Otherwise, dangerous. This material relationship is dangerous. This is consequence of that. This is teaching, this is conclusion. Yes. Father, sir. This teaching is understood. All right?
Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioning the nature of the women.
Yes.
Is there no exceptional in woman nature?
Yes, if they develop complete Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, not possible to change it. Only means to develop complete Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna Dasi. Otherwise, that is general nature. All right, understand? Man become Vaishnavi. Devotee, very dear devotee of Krishna, then that's not applicable to her. It's completely different thing. Vaishnavi. Not general. This is the nature of general or ordinary woman. Yes. Who is in bodily conditions of life. But who has become Vaishnavi, dear devotee of Krishna, never thinks I am body. And servant, maidservant of Krishna, his body, whatever I have gotten, is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, not for my enjoyment. It lies for Krishna's enjoyment.
Gurudev, is Parvati a pure devotee?
Parvati is material nature. Material nature, Durga Devi.
She is
Krishna Dasi. Maya Krishna Dasi. Maya, the master is Krishna, Maya Adhisa. Mami Bhaji Prabhupada Maya Metan Taranti. Krishna says one completely surrenders unto me. Only he can conquer Maya, Parvati Durga. Nobody can conquer her. Durga wants, Parvati wants, you completely surrender unto Krishna, my master. Then I'll release you from my port. Otherwise I won't release you. Understand? Therefore, my Guru Maharaj said, Maya does thankless job. She puts lashes, severe, more severe lashes, as long as you have not turned your face towards Krishna. Never. She is putting lashes and does thankless job. Yes. When one completely turns his face towards Krishna, and then Maya, she is just putting lashes. Yes, I have done my job now. Thankless job. Understand? Maybe yes. సా గుణమయీ మమ్ మాయా ద్రుప్తయ మానవజీ ప్రబుద్ధి మాయా మిహితాంతరం జీ గుణమయీ మాయా త్రిగుణమయీ త్రీ ఫోర్ త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటల్ నేచర్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ బ్రహ్మ హ్యాస్ నాట్ సర్పాస్డ్ శివజీ హ్యాస్ నాట్ సర్పాస్డ్ వాట్ స్పీక్ అఫ్ యూ టైనీ సో స్ట్రాంగ్ బట్ వన్ కంప్లీట్లీ సరెండర్స్ అంటూ కృష్ణ మాయాధీస హూ ఈజ్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ మాయా కంప్లీట్లీ సరెండర్స్ దెన్ హీ ఓవర్కమ్స్ మాయా స్ట్రాంగ్ హూ ఈజ్ అన్కంకరేబుల్ హీ కంకర్స్ ఇట్ అదర్ నోడీ కెన్ కంకర్ హర్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్
సో అర్జున వాస్ ఏబుల్ టు టాలరేట్ ది అడ్వాన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ఓవర్స్ ఇన్ ది హెవెన్ ప్లానెట్ అర్జున వాస్ ఏబుల్ టు టాలరేట్ ది అడ్వాన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఓవర్స్ ఇన్ ది హెవెన్ ప్లానెట్
నో అర్జున అర్జున దట్ పురు రవా A king, Puru Rava.
Also, Ogasi, no. Made some Arjuna.
Arjuna, yes, yes.
హరి హరి విఫలే జన్మ మంగో ఐనో
mera prema mano hari nama sankirtana
mera prema mano hari nama sankirtana
Yeah.